Is there anything that you're seeing from your end that
just Dallas playing just better team right now? It's plain and simple. I don't think we're in a level where, you know, we want to or anybody wants to. So lots to work. You know, we gotta get better. It's not good enough. Again, I feel like you gotta give some credit to them. Obviously, I don't want to. It sounds like the series is already done with it, which it's not. You know, it's far from that. So we still have a lot of life left. And you know, like I said, I feel like, you know, for us, it's a good situation. We know that we haven't done our best. We haven't played our best. You know, there's a lot of room to improve. As of right now, you got to give some credit to Dallas.
Pecorita after the 5-3 loss in Game 5. Stars lead the series 3-2 as the Predators are on the ice here at American Airlines Center in Dallas for Game 6 tonight. 7:30 puck drop. I'll have pregame for you starting at 6:30. Chase will actually have an extra half an hour from 6 until 6:30, so lots of coverage here from Dallas, and all of it's heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, now joined by Owen Newkirk, who does what I do over on the Dallas side. Willie, you keep pointing at things, so
before we bring in Owen, let's really quick, because I know Owen's interested in this too. We were all curious to see if there would be any shakeup in the lines, and there are. The Johansson line stays intact once again, and so the second line tonight, at least based on the line rushes, is Rocco Grimaldi going up on the second line with Kyle Turris and Mikhail Granlund. So Turris, who got the goal in the early portion of the third period,
started the game on the fourth line.
Yeah, moves back up to the second line, just searching for the right formula here. Yarncroak will be on the third line with Colton Sissons and Craig Smith. Brian Boyle skates with Nick Bonino and Austin Watson. So, again, a shakeup. So Wayne Simmonds right now, who is here, he's on the ice, but he is an extra skater. He was not in the line rushes that they went through.
Owen, think about...
And, by the way, Pecorine is in the starter's net, just in case you were wondering. That's usually the indication. Although, you know, crazy things happen. But based on that, it would appear that he's in there again for Game 6.
Coming into this series, think about what your thoughts were on how this was going to play out. And now we sit here in preparation for Game 6 tonight. Your thoughts to this point?
It hasn't gone exactly according to plan. Not that I necessarily had a foolproof strategy or anything like that, but I expected Dallas to be very competitive with Nashville. I've been a little surprised with the play of the Preds to some extent. I know we talk a lot about the struggles on the power play that Nashville's had this year, and that we've, of course, witnessed that during the series. But the thing that surprised me a bit has been the undisciplined part of the fact that Nashville's taken more penalties than Dallas has. Not so much that it blows my mind that the Preds have been in the box more, but that the Stars have really tightened up their own discipline because, you know, look, Alexander Radulov's a great player, and he's been fabulous in this series, but during the course of the season, he's usually good for one offensive zone penalty a game because of his Tasmanian Devil style of just trying to get the puck back so vehemently that he's tends to grab, hook, trip, high stick, just because he's going so hard after it.
Or and roughing.
Roughing. Some right. I mean, you take your pick. This series has been the Mattias Ekholm penalty tracker, and, you know, all due respect to a very good top four defenseman, but he's had a hard time staying out of the box. And that maybe the discipline has really been the biggest surprise for me in the series.
Yeah, it is. His play in particular has, I mean, you're talking about a rock, a steady guy back there for years, and you're talking about out of character. He has been out of character with the penalties, as you mentioned, and just the breakdowns and the 19 giveaways on Saturday. But the Stars right now, as Jim Montgomery said after the game, they are oozing with confidence. That first line in particular, they have 16 points in this series. Predators' first line has 4. He talked about those guys on the bench basically tapping their sticks like, we want back out on the ice. They don't even want to be off the ice. That's a scary proposition because we know confidence goes a long ways in hockey. It goes a long ways in sports. And it looks like right now Dallas is the confident team, the more confident team.
It certainly looks that way. And what the top line has done is not out of the ordinary. You know, there were many times last year under Ken Hitchcock where Ben Sagan and Radulov were making waves around the NHL because of their really strong play, but the rest of the fan base and, of course, the team itself was bemoaning a lack of secondary scoring. We didn't have that kind of depth offense that you need, and so if the top line wasn't getting it done, they weren't scoring. Now, this year, that was a very similar storyline for much of the season. Really, until the trade deadline when they brought in Matt Zuccarello, did it give Dallas somewhat of a second line that really looked like it was effective, and then Zuccarello gets hurt after two periods. But since then, a couple of their young players who've been with the team up and down all year is Jason Dickinson and Roope Hintz, and they have elevated their games. They were not consistent offensive scorers for much of this year, but since maybe March, somewhere in that range, Dickinson snapped a 38-game goal drought, so that was a huge thing. He had been hurt for part of it, too. But just getting that, and then you've seen Hintz play at a next level, not something we saw a lot of early in the season. So now Hintz, Dickinson, and Zuccarello, who are playing together right now, but Monty said I like jumbling those a little bit, mixing and matching those top six. Now Dallas doesn't have the, you know, I know the lines are shuffled, but the Bonino line has typically been your top shutdown line, and especially at Bridgestone, they're going out against the Sagan line. Well, now if they tie them up, which certainly didn't happen in Game 5, who are you going to put against Zuccarello, Hintz, Dickinson, and they were getting it done? That's not a luxury the Stars had for much of this year, so they're a different dynamic offense now than they were, I don't know, for 5 months this year?
There's such a little body of work, but a lot going on with Zuccarello because of what you said, the injury right away. He'd only played in two games coming into the series with the Stars and when they acquired him late February. What was at the time when they traded for him? What, you know, he's a guy who had playoff experience with the Rangers. But now that you've seen him, I mean, did anybody think he was going to be this important at this particular time or stretch of the season?
I'd be lying if I said I thought he was going to have a goal a game.
Yeah.
But we all were excited. And you want to talk about the gamut of emotion in that first game. It was the 24th of February. It's hard to forget because they went to Chicago. They laid an absolute egg here the night before against Carolina. It was awful. It was an afternoon game. I think it was a 3 o'clock start on a Saturday. And the Hurricanes came in, and we were dreadful. Just nothing good about it. You know, our two goaltenders have been phenomenal all year. They're okay. They didn't do anything terrible. But the offense, the defense, just dreadful. I mean, it was just a stinker. So then you get Zuccarello and Lovejoy making their debuts, and he scores a goal, sets up an assist in the first period in Chicago. They get the lead. Then he scores a power play goal. You're thinking, this is best-case scenario. This is a quick, dynamic, smart hockey player. He's going to make our team better. The end of the period, he blocks a shot literally seconds to go in the second period. And then during the break, we find out Zuccarello is out for the rest of the game and 4 to 6 weeks with an upper body injury, which was a broken arm. And I mean, it was like being at the top of the slide and plummeting face first all the way to the bottom and rolling in the gravel, because it was the highest of, wow, what an impact to, you can't have nice things anymore.
Owen Newkirk is with us, Dallas Stars radio host. And Owen, you know, it's interesting. And we've seen it with teams in the past. I would have to think Colorado's got this feeling right now. Columbus definitely has it. Just when things come together. And I feel like I'm seeing that in everything I'm hearing from the Dallas players, the coaching staff, the confidence level in what they're doing collectively. And that's going to be tough to stop, I would think, from here forward.
I equate it, and you guys were more on the scene than I was because, of course, you work for the team, is the 2017 playoff run. The two-year-ago Preds charge where you could just see they had it. And going into the playoffs, the one question was offense for the Stars because they had two of the best goalies in the league this year, and Bishop and Hudobin, the second-best defensive record in the league behind only the Islanders as far as goals allowed. And so and then a top-five penalty kill. So all those things are adding up to, wow, This is a team that in the playoffs with the intensity and the low-scoring affairs you usually expect, you're right in it. What's the one thing they haven't done well? Score goals. That's why the last two games getting five each has really been a bit of a surprise. And I don't know if you've picked up on this, but Jim Montgomery has said after both games, well, this sort of, you know, it needs to be seen whether or not this actually will continue because it hasn't all year, so why should I expect it now? Now, like I said earlier, with the Zuccarello addition and the sort of added of a second line, it makes it better. but he's still very cautious because we haven't been – we've been a team that's created scoring chances all year long, but finishing has been a real problem outside of the big guns. And now that you're getting goals from – you know, Cogliano had a big goal here on game four. You have a huge performance from the top line. These role guys are stepping in. And then, you know, Jason Spezza didn't even play the first two games of the series, and I didn't think he was meriting being in the top 12 to start the series. The other options made sense. But when he came in, he was effective. I don't think he was as good in Game 5, and maybe that's because they were in Nashville. But to me, seeing the surge of offense is not – I mean, there's some really talented guys on this team, but it's a bit out of character with what we've seen all year.
And I think, too, if you look at the quality looks they're getting, I think from the Predator standpoint, that's what has to change for them. If you give Sagan, if you allow them, and they're there to be given full marks because they're creating these chances, especially 5-on-5. That was alarming, I think. It's one thing to get overwhelmed on a power play, which is what happened in Game 4, but then in Game 5 it was even strength. They're getting those great quality looks in that zone 1 or high danger, home plate, whatever terminology you like to use. But, boy, you got to like your chances if you're the Stars and you get those players in those spots.
Well, and I'm sure you've seen those charts they showed after Games 1, 2, and 3, and 4 of what Nashville was getting in that slot area, which was pretty concentrated for the first two games of the series and then almost evaporated for 3 and 4. And, you know, we've heard all year long Jim Montgomery bemoaning the fact that his top guys weren't getting to the hard areas. I mean, that's a coaching cliche, but you score, and Grimaldi actually had a quote, I think it was after Game 5, saying that, you know, most of the goals are scored in front of the net. We all know that. You have to get there. He was able to find some space and get there, and the Stars for a good chunk of the year when they weren't scoring was because they were a perimeter team and trying to score backdoor goals and fancy passing, but not really doing the dirty work. And one of the things that really stood out to me in Game 5 from the top line was the fact that for as skilled as they are, they outworked their opposition. That was a grind, win the battles, and then take advantage of a turnover or a loose puck. It wasn't, hey, watch us transition up the ice, pass 2-3 times. It wasn't some of those, you know, Tampa rushes, or even when you see some of Pittsburgh's game this year with their transition game. This was grind it out and just outwill the opposition.
We've seen no changes in the lineup for Dallas. That's not a surprise at all. And I guess it's fair to say, right, they're going to come out with the same game plan, same everything tonight, right? No reason to change anything.
The one thing I think might be a little different is just the matchup because of the last change. There may be a little bit different as far as who you see. But one of the things that really caused an eye-opener for me was I expected Fox's line to shadow Johansson, the Yofa line, constantly. And they didn't do that. If you noticed, they were starting to cause a little bit of matchup issues because they would play Foxa for a couple of shifts against him, and then suddenly the Sagan line's back out there against him. And if they're nullifying Nashville's top line with theirs, that means their best shutdown line gets the second best matchup as far as who they're trying to sort of quell offensively. And I think that's given the Preds coaching staff some things to think about as far as the chess match goes.
Oh, I think you're right about that.
Janmark, is he still out?
He is available, but they are not going to play him today. And I think, Willie, that goes back to what you're saying. The way they played, Jim Montgomery said, I'm not going to outsmart myself here. Same thing with, you know, we saw it in consecutive games. You know, Ben Bishop has a couple of stinkers go in, and people are going, huh, are you going to play him? Or, you know, Hudobin's a good option. And don't get me wrong, he'd be great in the game. But he goes, no, I'm not going to overthink here. He's our number one. He's going back in. Pekka Rinne gets pulled in Game 4, and he starts getting those questions. You go, well, frankly, none of those were awful. There were a couple maybe you'd say, I'd love my goalie to make that, but none of them like the Game 3 goals. And you go, let's not overthink this. You have a Vezina Trophy defending winner, and you have one who has a great chance to win it this year. They should be out there.
We'll see how it plays out tonight. It is one of the toughest things to do in sports, that elimination game, trying to end a team's season. Owen, thanks for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Owen Newkirk, host of the Dallas Stars post and pregame show, and we do appreciate him popping up here with us. We'll come back and wrap up hour number two here in just a moment as the Predators are on the ice. But, Willie, you've got a word about Lee Company.
All right, let me tell you about Lee Company. 567-1000 is the phone number to remember. And I keep telling you about the home maintenance plan. You better have that air conditioner up and running efficiently because the warm summer months are coming. So if you have it, that's a great way to jump in and find out more about Lead Company. Give them a call and have them come out and check it. Make sure it's run properly. 615-567-1000. And when they come out there, they can tell you all about their home maintenance plan, where they can check your air conditioner every year at this time. Or, and more importantly, have them check the air conditioner during this time of the year. Have them check the heater when it gets late in the fall and it's time to get the heating unit cranked up. Plumbing system, electric system, they have the annual checkups as well if you're part of the home maintenance plan. It's a fantastic program. We use it all the time. We've used it now for a number of years. Lead Company's been great to us. 567-1000 or go online at leadcompany.com and get all the info. They're a proud sponsor of the Nashville Predators. Let their decades of expertise go to work for you.